And we are now live with another Launching Life's Journeys podcast powered by Heartland RV. Really excited today because I have a lovely human in Lisa McDermott. Now, before I get to Lisa, Girl Camper, if you guys don't know already, they are one of the largest outdoor women's adventure groups in the United States, with groups in over 30 states mentoring women into the great outdoors. And as the founder Janine Pettit likes to say, there are no wrong ways to camp like a girl. And of course, she means it when she says it. So today I'm excited because my friend that I met at Open House last week, Lisa McDermott, the Vice President of Operations and contributing editor for Girl Camper, is now here to join us. So Lisa, welcome to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Thanks, Will. I am so excited to be here. And it was so fun meeting you last week at Open House, too.
And I'm glad you say fun because I'm a hugger and I gave you a hug and I didn't ask for permission, but you didn't punch me in the nose. And, you know, it was just so exciting to talk to you and Janine, because since I first had Janine on, you guys haven't stopped. There's so many things to get into. You're a ray of sunshine. I think that your leadership is awesome. So I do kind of really want to talk about it because I think that you are making a bigger impact than you realize. That's why I think Janine loves you. So again, welcome. There's a lot to get into. Why don't we first start with events? As we said to everybody listening, everybody watching, both Lisa and myself, we want to wish you guys a happy October. For folks here in the Midwest and the Northeast, the tears begin to fall because, well, unfortunately, camping season is probably towards the end. It's coming to an end. We're going to be winterizing the units. There's going to be a lot of how-to videos coming out, getting people squared away after the last 2 years of world records and the love for the outdoors and getting an RV. We've passed that. So now, you know, the excitement is kind of slowing down a little bit, but there's other regions of the country that are still going strong because luckily Mother Nature allows them to camp much longer than where we're located. So you and I had said, let's first talk about events, because I think there's a big misconception. People think, oh, Girl Camper, if you guys look on any social media, it's no secret, you guys have over 500,000 followers, which is bananas to me. Why don't we talk about some of the events? So it's October. So we got October, November, December. What do you guys have in the pipeline that's going to be kind of happening now and in the next few weeks?
So Girl Camper hosts events all across the country. Like you said, we have 30 chapters across the United States. And in those chapters, they're all hosted by a guide and then co-hostesses. And they have events. We like to say we host about 300 to 400 events a year. And yes, just because it's fall doesn't mean our guides are slowing down. There's a lot of holiday events that are coming up. There's Halloween events that are coming up. We've already got a ton of events on the calendar for 2024. So you can plan your schedule out. And Texas, the southern chapters down there, yes, this is their time to really start camping and get things going. But I can say where I live here in South Dakota, I camp all year round. And I live at 6,000 feet. So I live in the mountains of South Dakota in the Black Hills. And winter and autumn are some of my favorite times to camp. Just because you winterize that camper doesn't mean you still can't take it out and go somewhere. So in fact, it's a great time to be camping in the fall because things are quieter. There's less traffic. You got beautiful fall colors. The nature is coming out that maybe can't kind of kept a little hidden because of all the people. So it's a good time to still keep camping.
But, yeah, and there's so many good things to do when you go to a Girl Camper event. So, you know, yeah. Lisa, if you would for me, let's just take like a 30,000 foot approach, right? So you've got some new campers on, they're watching this for the first time, mm-hmm. or tuning in, listening to the podcast, and they're saying, Girl Camper, didn't know about it. Oh, they have all these events. I'm sure when they go to the website, they can see all the events. But for people that maybe have never had a Girl Camper experience, can you just kind of talk about, and again, general terms, what are some of the things that happen at an event? Like, is there cooking? Is there arts and crafts? Is there just, you know, fellowship and getting together? Can you just kind of paint to everybody what a Girl Camper experience looks like?
So it looks like a lot of different things. We do, especially in the winter, some of our northern chapters, we'll do a lot of, we call Seeds of Friendship lunches. So that can be an event. Let's just get together with like-minded women who enjoy the outdoors, who enjoy camping, or maybe have never camped before and just kind of want to see, is this something that I want to get into? So we get together and we have lunch. Our events can be a weekend of camping at a campground. It can be maybe on some boondocking areas. Favorite place for me is called The Wall here in South Dakota that overlooks the Badlands. It just runs the gambit. Once in a while, we do a trip internationally. Janine's led a couple trips to Ireland and to France, and I think we have another one coming up in 2024. Some of our events can be a little more adventurous. We like to do a whitewater rafting trip every year. This year they did the Salmon River in Idaho. Next year we're going to do the Green River in Utah. I took a few women canoeing in the backcountry of the Boundary Waters of Minnesota. We like to say there's no wrong way to camp like a girl. So you can camp in an RV, you can camp in a tent, you can camp in your car, you can camp in a cabin, you can camp at the Motel 6 right next door. We don't care. It is about getting out there and doing something and having fun. But you did mention a lot of things at events. Yes, there can be cooking. Yes, there can be crafts. It just kind of depends. We like to do a lot of variety of things. We like to have fun. We don't want to have any mean girls in our groups. We just want to get together and have a good time and have everybody feel comfortable that they're there and expose them to what things that we really enjoy, which is being outdoors and camping.
And it sounds like, as you just kind of outlined, you know, you give the freedom to the chapter guides on these mm-hmm. adventures that are out there. So when you're looking at the calendar of events and looking at the descriptions, you can kind of see what's going to work for you. Maybe skydiving's yeah. too much for one. So maybe you just want to go and have some wine tasting. But, exactly. you know, what is amazing is you guys literally are year-round, 365. There's so many events happening this week, next week. It's kind of nonstop. And that's really why, you know, as obviously, like I said, after the hug and my excitement of meeting you, I was blown away by just everything that Janine and you, again, as Vice President of Operations, have this, what started out as an innocent community to, as I said in the intro, over 500,000 followers. You guys have paid members as well. As it continues to grow, one of the things that I really admire about Girl Camper, and again, credit to you and your leadership team, is just how much you guys are doing outside of amazing events where you can have a lifetime of memories, you know, with other Girl Campers. It's like every time I tune in, whether it's on YouTube, on your guys' website, I see Janine cooking. You know, I see, you know, your guys' blog covering every topic you can imagine, not just, you know, maintenance and how-to, amazing destinations, reviews. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I love the food stuff. So anytime I see outdoor cooking, that gets me fired up. So, you know, how do you guys go about getting all this information out to everybody? Well, obviously, you know, you've got to, you know, have availability on every form of medium, as I say. So you guys are on social, girlcamper.com. I do want to hit on, you guys have this magazine that is just exploding, both digital and print. Can you just kind of talk about the Girl Camper magazine in both digital and print, and what all information you're offering to everybody that chooses to get a subscription?
You bet. So the Girl Camper magazine launched, I believe, in 2020 in the summer. And it is a quarterly magazine, and it is filled with all kinds of fun information, from DIY projects to interviews of women who are doing something, going places and doing things, you know, in the RV industry. We're looking at what are campers that that women like to camp in, what are specific things that they like. We've got some RV education in there from Mark Polk of how to winterize, the different okay. things you want to know about batteries. Lots of recipes there for you, Will, too.
Yes.
Recipes in there. A lot of great photography. I mean, this is a high quality magazine. It's not something that we want you to get and then just toss in the garbage. It's something that we want you to hang on to. We're really proud of it. And we've won 3 major awards for it since its inception, which we're pretty dang proud of. And the last one we came in, we got the bronze medal. And Travel and Leisure got the silver medal. So we're up against some pretty high competition there. It's a really good magazine, but it does come in both print and digital. And should this be where I mention what we're offering your viewers?
Yeah, I believe this would be a wonderful time to mention that.
So we'd like to offer your viewers / listeners a coupon code, Heartland. If you enter that in on our website, girlcamper.com, under the magazine tab, you will get a 1-year free subscription to the digital version of the magazine.
Well, so, on behalf of our listeners and all of Heartland, thank you for your support and inviting more people to join. I'm telling everybody who's listening or watching, you need to, because there's so much information outside of what a manufacturer will tell you. It's not about how great one brand is. You guys aren't biased in any way, shape, or form. You're not tied to Heartland. We're one of many manufacturers, but it just gives you so much information to have an amazing lifestyle, amazing experiences, amazing connections, and amazing ownership experience from other owners that are living the same lifestyle that you are. I also want to talk to, you know, your guys' slogan, going places, doing things. Just like that, you're not done with just the magazine. You guys are also coming back because people want it, right? They want this podcast. So now you have your podcast coming back. What are some of the topics that you guys are going to be highlighting, or the guests that you're going to be having on the Girl Camper podcast?
Yeah, we're excited. In 2024, we're going to bring back the Girl Camper podcast. And it's going to be really fun. We're going to be talking to, you know, other girl campers about their experiences. What are maybe some things that happened to them on the road? So then how did they get through it? I know, like for me, I'm driving down the highway one day and I see this tire go by me and didn't realize that the tire on the back of my camper had come off.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was, you know, but it ended up not being that big of a deal, but how do you handle those things? So we're going to be talking about things like that. We're going to be doing interviews with influencers and important people in the RV industry. We're going to be talking, a lot of the questions we get on social media is, how do I do this full time? How do I get a job doing this? So we're going to be talking about work camping. How do you get internet on the road? We'll talk about that. You know, all these different questions. There's so many topics out there that we're going to be covering. It's kind of mind blowing because we get the suggestions literally from our social media channels. We can see it on the questions that get asked. You know, what can I tow with my vehicle? What are some what RVs are out there that are under 3,000 pounds? Do I need a weight distribution hitch? You know, so a lot of those things. It's going to be really cool.
And I think the theme of you and I catching up is just, it's very easy for you to outline everything that you do for this amazing growing community. As I mentioned, you guys have now over 500,000 followers on all the social media channels. And when you talk about from its inception, when Girl Camper started, and again, we have Lisa McDermott, Vice President of Operations, you know, it's easy to say, well, how do you get to 500,000 followers? And I think the best way to answer that is when you define your why. And you guys, mm-hmm. you know, you make it very important to know what your why is. But, you know, even within your seat, Lisa, what has been your why of Girl Camper? And why does it matter so much to you to continue doing all the things that Girl Camper does for thousands of folks here in North America?
So for me, I really wanted to become involved with Girl Camper because I loved what it stood for. It was getting women out there and doing something that they hadn't done before, or giving them the opportunity to do something that they had done maybe with their family, but they wanted to do it now on their own, or they found their life had changed. We find that a lot of our women are, their husbands no longer really want to camp, or maybe they do, but the women want to do it on their own. They're empty nesters. They're maybe divorced, they're widowed. So we want to give them a safe environment that they can come out and experience camping and make some new girlfriends. And we get a lot of first timers that are nervous about camping, nervous about towing, nervous about backing. And what I like to say is we weren't born knowing how to tow. We weren't born knowing how to back. All of us have been there. And, you know, when I first came with Girl Camper, I've been towing horse trailers and backing, and I was terrible at it. And it literally took Jenny McKinney on one of the Girl Camper podcasts, who's a dear friend of mine, explaining how she teaches people backing, for it to finally click in my head. Mm-hmm. And that just resonated with me, that this was a really cool, organization that Janine had, and I really wanted to be a part of it. We don't like to use the word empower because, that makes it sound like women don't have the power.
Right.
But it's really still a good word.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's just so fitting because, like I said, I have literally, whether it was Tampa or all the major RV shows that are happening, as you know, and I always apologize to my mom and my friends because they say, oh, Will is posting more in his story. I mean, I'm posting 5 to 20 times in my story a day because there's so many RV shows happening coast to coast in North America. And for us as a manufacturer, that's where you get to meet with our dealers and, determine how you're going to have great, buying experience at the product. But everywhere I go, Girl Camper seems to also be, whether it's a representative, somebody that has just joined, and I've heard hundreds of stories in just 3 years of being in this industry of women moved to tears about how much their community of Girl Camper has meant to them with, a change in life circumstances. And that's where, I kind of said to Janine and, even you after I gave you a hug, I don't think you guys really know. I think that you appreciate it. I think that you have gratitude, but I gotta believe that what started out again innocently to just, have this group of girls that can go places and do things to see how it's affected them in such a positive way. And that's why I really do think that empowering is a good word because, it removes the limitations of what, a woman's capable of doing and it removes the limitations of what Girl Camper can really be. That's why, again, you guys have over 500,000 followers. So, let's talk about then. Yeah. So obviously for everybody listening, everybody viewing, you got a great incentive put in Heartland to get a year subscription there to the amazing magazine that's filled with so much information. It's always current. So you're going to see current events happening as well every quarter when that gets released, both in digital and print. But also maybe you're somebody that, I already love Girl Camper. I have my girl posse. We're having fun. But you know what, Will, you're talking to Lisa. I want to know, hey, how do I become a chapter guide? And, making that transition to now just having fun and bringing the wine to actually having to do a little bit of work and organizing an event. So, Lisa, if there are some of the members already that are on that are cautiously don't want to raise their hand yet. I know that you guys are in 30 states, but there are some open areas where you guys could have a chapter guide. Are you their contact and how do you kind of just help them? So that is a great experience for them.
Sure. So yeah, we are always looking for new guides to add. And what guides are, they're a little micro business. So we do set you up or help you so that you can help make a little bit of money to cover your camping habit what we'd like to say. And then we do give you a lot of exposure to some awesome benefits of being a guide. The best way to learn more about being a guide is to go to the Girl Camper website, girlcamper.com. And there is a tab at the bottom of the webpage that says, I think, how to become a guide. Click on that and you'll fill out a little form and it will be sent to both myself and also to Teresa Leppert, who is our guide manager. And she is the one that does the interviews and fills y'all in on what it means to be a guide. I think we're bringing on 6 new guides in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. But we are, like I said, we do have a bunch of states that we could still use guides. But maybe you don't want the commitment of being a guide. Maybe you just want to
host a party. I mean,
exactly. Event. Yeah, maybe you just want to host an event. You're welcome to do that too. You just need to work with us on that. So for that, I would email contact@girlcamper.com. And we will get you in touch with our guide manager or our event manager, Bonnie Shapto. And she can pair you up. If there's a guide in your state, you'll work with her. If there isn't a guide in your state, we will pair you up still with another Girl Camper guide because you still need someone to list your event on the website and help promote it and stuff. But we're always looking for hostesses of events because we just can't host enough events. We just want to be doing things and we want to be doing things that women want to do. So Yeah, if that's something you're interested in, we would love to hear from you.
So just a recap, because I know, you know, I got to let you jet here. You got a lot of things happening. You're going to be, can I say it? I think you're going to be in Viva Las Vegas next week doing some things, as Girl Camper says, going places, doing things.
Yes.
Vice President of Operations is going to be in Vegas doing some things. And I would bet that you're going to be getting the word out about Girl Camper and all the great things that you guys are doing. But again, a recap. You guys are in over, 30 states. You're one of the largest outdoor women's adventure groups with more than, again, 500,000 followers, which is crazy to me. You guys have events that are happening every week. You have opportunities for people, if they've got the gusto, to be chapter guides. You've got a ton of chapter guides throughout North America already. Great destinations. You have a magazine, digital and print, that is rocking and rolling, loaded with information. You're promoting all the events. You're promoting all the great recipes. Maybe even you're promoting great wine. There's just so many good things about Girl Camper. You got the podcast coming back. Is that going to be like first quarter of 2024?
Yes, that's okay. The goal.
Alrighty, so tune in for that. And for people to tune in, Lisa, like I said, digital, they can read about it, they can get the magazine, they can listen to the podcast, started 2024. If they want to tune in, I know you guys have a lot of videos on YouTube, those are everywhere as well, and on social, but let's just recap. If people want to get more information about this amazing group of gals, Girl Camper, where do they go and how do they find you?
They go to girlcamper.com.
Awesome.
Pretty simple. Yeah, we are more than s'mores.
Well, I'm betting, because this is Girl Camper podcast number 2, I'll probably have you back on again, either when I see you on the road throughout North America, or probably in time for just another round of updates. So tune in, stay tuned, follow Lisa McDermott, Vice President of Operations. Lisa, you rock. I wish you safe travels next week. I wish Girl Camper nothing but, you know, a lot more fun. Don't get too raucous. But like I said, Girl Camper, going places, doing things. As always, thank you for being a guest on the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Thanks, Will. It was fun.